today's newsreader, Corrie Caulfield.
The leaders of four local authorities have challenged the accuracy of the government's new method of counting the number of migrants in their areas. They believe it has significant flaws and is showing perverse results. The revised calculations estimate that London's migrant population is lower than previously thought. But the council leaders say this does not remotely represent the true picture on the ground. The new system was introduced last month and is used for working out how much money councils need to provide essential services. Here's our correspondent, Claire Marshall.
The leaders of four local authorities, Slough, Westminster, Kensington and Chelsea and Hammersmith and Fulham, have written a joint letter to the Treasury demanding that the government improve its official migration figures. They argue that the statistics grossly underestimate the numbers of migrant workers settling in their communities. One council leader said this was leading to severe funding, which was affecting public services. Recent figures released by the Office of National Statistics show that London's population appears to have fallen by 60,000. Yet the head of one local council said there had been a 550% increase in national insurance registrations by Eastern European nationals. The ONS does acknowledge that its methods for gathering migration statistics are weak. Across the country, two-thirds of local authorities contacted by the BBC said they did not have faith in the official number of migrants in their area. Over half would consider doing their own count to establish an accurate picture.
Official figures show the number of tagged offenders committing crimes has more than quadrupled since the scheme for early release was introduced in 1999. The Conservatives say the tagging system is now in disarray, but the Home Office says it's still only a very small percentage of prisoners who re-offend while wearing tags. Here's Ben Ando.
Electronic tagging or home detention curfew was introduced in 1999. Only prisoners jailed for between 3 months and 4 years are eligible. If selected, they're set free up to 135 days before they'd normally be released, provided they remain indoors at specified times, usually from 7 at night to 7 in the morning. When the scheme began, initially on 60-day periods, reoffending rates ran at 2.5%, or about 1 in 40 prisoners. But in a written parliamentary answer, the Tory MP Grant Shapps says he has been told that in 2006, 11.5% of tagged prisoners reoffended, more than 1 in 9. The Conservatives say prison overcrowding means too many prisoners are being offered tags. The Ministry of Justice says breaches of curfew are treated very seriously.
It's being claimed that climate change could deepen the crisis in global migration by forcing at least a billion people from their homes by 2050. The charity Christian Aid fears new migration could trigger local wars in areas where resources are scarce. Here's our World Affairs correspondent, Mike Waldridge.
Forced migration is now the most urgent threat facing poor people in the developing world, according to Christian Aid, and it says a world of many more Darfurs is the increasingly likely nightmare scenario, and the impact of climate change, the great and frightening unknown. The report's main author, John Davison, says we hear a lot about people trying to come to European and other rich countries, but the real crisis is developing a long way away and remains little recognised. The charity points out that most of those on the move will have to remain in their own countries as internally displaced people with no rights under international law and no voice. In many cases, their lives will be in danger.
Senior clerics have lambasted government regulations which require them to put up no smoking signs at the entrances of churches and cathedrals. The rule is part of the ban on smoking in enclosed public places, which comes into force in England on July the 1st. The Bishop of Fulham has described the situation as stark staring mad, and the Dean of Southwark, the Very Reverend Colin Slee, told this programme the legislation was daft.
It's mandatory to put up these signs even at wonderful Grade 1 listed heritage entrances. So we're going to have the ridiculous prospect at the next coronation of the sovereign solemnly entering Westminster Abbey past a no-smoking sign.